Rescue workers defy the heavy downpour that has not ceased for 3 days as they search for victims and survivors. One of the rescue team leaders, Rigobert Foka, says the rescue work is a race against time.
Between 2 and 3 this morning, we again retrieved 6 corpses. 4 of them were female and 2 men. We're still looking for many school children and a few pregnant women that have been declared missing. Early this morning, we also removed the man from the debris, but he died at the entrance to the Bafoussam Regional Hospital.
Relatives cry in pain each time a dead body is retrieved. So far, 47 people have lost their lives in the landslide. About 50 others are still missing. Awa Fonka Augustine, governor of the West Region of Cameroon, where the village is, says he is certain the number of the dead will rise.
The rescue operations are still ongoing. There are several corpses that are buried in here. It is clear that we'll have to ask the people who are resident in this area to leave the area.
Thousands of relatives and sympathizers have been visiting Bamungum. Among them is environmentalist Yang Dongfak. He says the government should be more proactive than reactive when it comes to disaster management.
The government was supposed to stop them from settling in risk zones, but that was not the case. In addition to that, the government allows people to settle wherever they want, and when something happens, officials come back and donate huge sums of money to bury the dead. Meanwhile, this money would have been used to relocate these people to safer zones.
An interministerial delegation led by Territorial Administration Minister Paul Atanganji was dispatched to the scene by Cameroon President Paul Biya. Atanganji says all medical bills of the wounded will be settled by the government and the state will organize burials for the dead.
His Excellency President Paul Biya has instructed the Minister of Territorial Administration to extend his heartfelt condolences to the bereaved families and to tell them that they will have the total support from the government, and has ordered that the government will take all the charges linked to this very pathetic situation.
Less than 2 weeks ago, heavy rains and floods also left at least 100,000 people homeless in 80 villages on Cameroon's northern border with Chad.